This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
NASA's moon test.
It's the most powerful rocket NASA's ever built.
Deadly supermarket shooting.
People were running out of Safeway.
Mississippi flooding.
It's already in a scary range. It's getting more scary.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. NASA is poised to launch its most ambitious moonshot in 50 years. The Artemis 1 mission has no crew, but CBS's Peter King says this is the first step in a process that could get people back on the lunar surface in 3 or 4 years.
Engineers have to properly condition the engines for flight by bleeding super cold fuel into them. They have to be within a certain temperature range to work safely. It's called conditioning. And while 3 of the 4 engines are fine, the so-called engine bleed did not work on the 4th, and engineers have been troubleshooting the problem. NASA has until 10:33 this morning to launch. The next possible opportunity after that would be Friday. Engineers hope it isn't serious enough to roll back the big rocket to the Vehicle Assembly Building. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on a shooting at a Safeway grocery store in Bend, Oregon, where 2 people were killed. The shooter is dead, too.
There were 10 to 20 shots. And then another 10 to 20 shots.
Heather Thompson was sitting on her parents' porch when she heard dozens of gunshots coming from the Forum Shopping Center.
Bursts of shot, like maybe 2, 4, and then it stopped.
Police say the shooter walked over from a nearby neighborhood and started firing in the parking lot.
The shooter moved through the parking lot, shooting rounds from an AR-15 style rifle.
The gunman then went to a Safeway in the shopping center. Police say he shot one person at the entrance and continued firing inside, shooting a second person. Both victims died. Shoppers and employees ran and hid.
Me and 3 other employees ran into a walk-in refrigerator and closed the door and stayed there.
Bend Police Chief Mike Krantz says officers found the apparent shooter dead with bullet casings, the AR-15 style rifle, and a shotgun nearby.
A state of emergency has been declared in Mississippi because of flooding, and CBS's Carter Evans tells us many people in the state's largest city, Jackson, have been told to leave their homes.
If you are capable of getting out now, get out now. Get out as soon as possible.
Urgent warnings as the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi begins to overflow. Persistent rain this past week caused the river to rise, and now at least 100 homes could face flooding.
We went through the flood in 2020. Never thought it'd happen this quick.
Anitra and Mickey Holder lost their home in the last major flood 2 years ago and just finished rebuilding. Now they're worried they'll have to do it all over again.
Our whole home was flooded out. We had to have our whole house gutted inside out.
Overseas, hundreds of thousands are homeless after destructive flooding in Pakistan. Chris Kay is with the World Food Program.
Bridges have been washed away. Roads have been washed away. And we've got villagers who are camping out on embanked roads, which we ourselves are struggling to access.
The monsoons have destroyed or damaged nearly 1 million homes and have killed more than 1,000 people over the last 2 months. According to a letter obtained by CBS News, the nation's top intelligence official says there will be a review of the documents found in former President Trump's possession.
A federal judge will hear arguments on Thursday about possibly appointing an outsider to look at seized documents that ex-President Trump claims are covered under executive privilege, while separately intelligence agency specialists look at possible national security risks involved in Trump's taking and handling of classified material, some of it very highly classified.
Information from CIA spies and special intelligence information from technical operations of the National Security Agency. This is the most sensitive material of the United States intelligence community.
Ex-CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell, now a CBS News contributor. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
LG and Honda are investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture to produce batteries for Honda electric vehicles in North America. The plant's U.S. site is still undecided.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The latest CBS News Battleground Tracker indicates Republicans are on track to take 226 seats in the House in the midterm elections. 218 are needed for a majority. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto says Democrats have managed to narrow a gap that was wider last month with several issues in play.
They are abortion, a little bit of improvement in the economy and prospects, and a little bit of improvement for Joe Biden, and then three, the Trump factor.
The teachers union in Columbus, Ohio, has ratified a new contract ending a strike that forced remote learning during the first few days of school last week. Teachers and students will be in the classroom today. Union official Regina Fuentes says the deal includes salary increases and a plan for smaller class sizes.
This was about our students. This was about us moving forward to make things better for them.
There have been negotiations to try to end a strike by teachers in Kent, Washington, that began last Thursday. Brian Robinson, a rookie running back for the NFL's Washington Commanders, was shot during what the team says was an attempted robbery or carjacking in D.C. The 23-year-old is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two suspects are being sought by police. A mint-condition Mickey Mantle 1952 baseball card sold at auction for $12.6 million. It's the highest price ever paid for a piece of sports memorabilia. On MTV last night, the Video Music Awards.
Fergie and Jack Harlow opened the show. Bad Bunny sang from Yankee Stadium. Eminem and Snoop Dogg performed from the metaverse. Johnny Depp appeared via hologram in a Moon Man suit. Kane Brown became the first male country singer to perform ever at the VMAs. Taylor Swift won Video of the Year for All Too Well. She delighted fans with a surprise announcement.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
She says Midnights will feature songs about 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout her life. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hawaii won the Little League World Series, winning the final game over Curacao.
Hawaii wins the World Championship again.
Honolulu capping off their historic run in Williamsport with a dominant 13-3 win over the international champs.
Best feeling I've ever had in my entire life.
An incredible journey for the squad, one head coach Gerald Oda got to witness firsthand.
It's that climb together with these 14 kids.
Their ohana gathered to watch the boys make history.
Started off as young kids playing this sport, and to reach the Little League World Series is their dream.
KGMB TV TV's Kyle Chinen with that report. Also from the sports world, Rory McIlroy roared back from six strokes behind to win the Tour Championship and $18 million. And tonight in New York, Serena Williams plays in her opening round match in what's expected to be her final U.S. Open. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.